Which
so
one?
Sandoval got engaged tonight to Yehuda Deitch. My
Oh,
oldest
I'm
got
so
engaged
excited.
Tonight. Yeah, so
Oh,
Baruch
wow. Your
Hashem.
gun looks good. It
Yeah,
does.
so in the simcha that I feel, I wanted to just express to everybody that we should always be able to share many simchas together. And Baruch Hashem, Aryeh is also in the middle of Sheva Brachas, beautiful simcha last week, with his daughter Shoshana and Shmuel Nirenberg. Did I say it right? Nirenberg?
You got it right. You got it right. Perfect. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I just wanted to extend a big mazel tov to Aryeh Dina and the whole Perlman Nirenberg family. We surely know Simchas Nachas Mazel. And tonight, Shana Devora is Baruch Hashem in a different planet. So I just wanted to bring us all down to Chazak Chazak Venes Chazek in the spirit of Chazak Chazak. I just wanted to say one thought about the Kedushas Levi on this week's parasha, maybe two thoughts. First is, in Bichukosai, that if we find ourselves in a situation where it's a chok and we don't know why circumstances happen the way they do, so what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us? Telechu. That the tafkid of a yid is, even when we find adversity or challenge, where our responsibility is to move forward. Jewish people must move forward, even despite any setback that we may experience, we have to move forward. Ves Mitzvosai Tishmoru, we know that Mitzvah Sichlius, like honor your father and mother, do not kill, steal, murder, those things, that's all common sense, so we're going to do them. But what about Vasisa Masam? Because we've covered everything, so why does the pasuk end with Vasisa Masam, and you shall do them? And the answer that Kedushas Levi brings down is that if there's a possibility that a person wants to do a mitzvah, but he's unable to do so because either the car doesn't work or whatever mitigating circumstances might exist, that Hashem gives you credit, even though you tried to do it, you didn't do it, you get credit for it. So that's something that's way different than the secular world. That's point number one. Point number two is that in the middle of the Tochacha, we find that it says, question is, why is it in reverse? Very amazing answer. During the Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuos, and last night we counted 40, so we're going to update the Sheer Enjoyment WhatsApp that we should continue counting. It's the night after 40, so we know that there's three messages there. Al HaTorah, Al Shlosh Devarim Ha'olam Omed, Al HaTorah, Val Havoda, Val Gemilas Chasadim. Everyone knows these things. So when we look at the Parsha, it says, Bezachardi Esbisi Yaakov. Yaakov refers to Ishtam Yoshev Olam, Limud HaTorah. He was Lomei Torah, Teklai Yisrael. Then we have, if our learning is not enough, which it surely is, especially now that we have sheer enjoyment in the world, but we always have a backstop called Avoda. Which is what? We have Yitzhak Avinu. Yitzhak Avinu is Vayetze Yitzhak Lasuach Masada, and he was Matakin Mincha. He established Mincha. And if that is something that is waning or something that needs improvement, then we always have a further backstop, which is Gemilas Chasadim. And Avram Ish Chesed, Avram was known to be, as we say, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. What does that stand for? Aleph Bina Gomel Dalim. That the first level of knowledge is to be a benefactor to those that need financial support. So that's what Avraham Avinu did. So those three levels, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this beautiful message within the Tochacha, which otherwise would have been very difficult to swallow, but Hashem sweetened the message, never referencing the word Elohim, always referencing Yud Kei Vav Kei if there is a reference, but it's always Yud Kei Vav Kei. You're not going to find Elohim there. And that's how we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us these messages at a time, as Shlomo HaMelech said, that if someone is very wealthy, they forget God, right? They become so wealthy, they have their Ashiras. It's not necessary for them to pray for what? So therefore, Hashem reminds us how important it is for us to remain steadfast in our commitment to Torah and mitzvot. That's the reason why we have these tochachos, these non-blessings in this week's parsha. Surely we will never, ever come to that. But that's only a message that we have in order that we should remain, you know, straight and narrow and in order. And the other time that we have this is by Kisavo, which is at the end of the year. So why is it at that time? So one is Chag HaAsif, is Shavuos. We gather all of the harvest together. We look at the bounty and we may forget God. So Hashem says, no, I'm going to remind you not to forget me. I don't want to be forgotten. Your spouse doesn't want to be forgotten. Your children don't want to be forgotten. You don't want to be forgotten from your parents and your relatives and your friends. and your children, everyone, your friends and family. That's the same messaging HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, please don't forget me. My desire is to live amongst you and that you should feel comfortable welcoming me into your home, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I'm with you, whether it's good times and bad times, it's always the same. Hashem is always with us. He's a silent partner in all our business meetings and all our business successes. And we always lean on HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that support. So in that schus, we have these non-blessings. And the way that we counter them, as we said in the prior shir, is how? Me'a brachas b'chol yom. And if we're unable to say 100 blessings every day to counter the 100 non-blessings in this week's parsha, then we just have to remember the Das Zakenim Balei Tosfos that teaches us that we should say modim b'kavana. It's only one paragraph. We can say it once or maybe three times a day. But even if we said it just once, modim is gematria 100. Mem vav dalet is 50. Yud mem is 50. That's 100. And that counters the 100 non-blessings. Nice. So there we see the connection between this week's parasha, Shavuos, and the Chalamoed between Pesach and Shavuos, the interconnectedness between this and Parashas Kisavo, which is also Zman Matan Torah Seinu, Zman HaAsif. It's also Zman that we have in the future when the year comes to an end. We are reminded of all of these encouraging statements from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remain steadfast. So I think that in that schus, we should draw strength, knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us along the way. And that he's a shutav, he's a partner with us. And every time we go into a meeting, every time, by the way, I'll share with you a little secret. Before I give a shir in a big auditorium, and I've done this a couple times, I guess, there's 100 people, 150 people, or 3,000 people, doesn't make a difference. I say one sentence, Hashem sefasai tetach, ufi agiti lasacha, just a shliach. It's not mine. I don't own it. It's yours. It's your Torah. So I hope that in the schus of this prayer, that the tefillah, that my messaging should come across in a very clear way so people would be able to take something from it and that they should be able to adapt from it. So just to summarize what we said a moment ago, we say that v'zacharti esbisi Yaakov, v'afes bisi Yitzchak, v'aretz eskar, v'afes bisi Avram, v'aretz eskar. It goes in reverse. Yaakov, Yitzchak, Avram. One, because we're doing our behaviors in reverse. We should be correcting our actions. And second, perhaps is more importantly, this dovetails to Pirkei Avos. Again, Al Shlosha Devarim Ha'olam Omed, Al Torah, Voda, Al Gemilas Chasadim. Torah is Yaakov, Avoda is Yitzchak, and Gemilas Chasadim is Avram. And that's what we see in this week's parasha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us all the time. Even when you think that it's something that is not, Hashem is giving us blessings within sometimes a hidden messaging. So I wanted to wish everyone that the blessings that you receive in your life, they should be nigla, but they also should be somewhat nister. And that your job, your tafkid, is to look into all of those circumstances and always pull out the bracha. Make the nister nigla for yourself and reveal it to your spouse, reveal it to your friends and say, you know what? You may not have understood this, but this is really, I will just tell you one story, how the shidduch came about. My mother was not well, and I think you may know that it's been a little bit challenging for me. I've taken care of my mom, and every time she's in a hospital, I go there every night. And after work, I would drive from Philadelphia back up to Teaneck, which is quite a trip. There was a lady there that noticed that I was doing this. I was there almost every single Shabbos. I don't remember a Shabbos, and I wasn't there. And I would sleep in different basement houses. And someone said, you know, my mother is on the Bikur Cholim list. So my mother was visited by many people. The head of the Bikur Cholim said, I want to see this person myself. And when she came, I think I met her, or maybe she met me or found out about me and said, you know what? These are people that take care of their family. And I don't really know what else they discussed. But then my mother kept on saying to the head of the Bikur Cholim, you have to find a shidduch for my granddaughter. Pushing and pushing and pushing, pushing nonstop. And she says, okay, okay, okay. Most times people say it once and people go away. My mother said, no, no, no. I need a shidduch for my granddaughter. So she made a phone call. Guess who she called? My next door neighbor. It's like literally in my house all the time with my wife. And that's how the shidduch came about. So what I'm trying to say is that we have no idea how these things are supposed to operate. All we can do is our shtadlus, our very best. And we have to be mamin. We have to be sameach. We have to be happy. And we have to be able to engage. And God willing, we should only hear besuras tovos from this day forward and every day forward. Klal Yisrael shav Yeshua. The Chatufim should come home safely. And we should just be mesameach with one another and only simchas by all of us.
Amen.
Thank you.
By the way, so right before you give those speeches, do you actually take three steps back and three steps forward?
To be honest with you, I do step forward to the Aron Kodesh and I kiss it. And when I kiss the Aron Kodesh, that's what I whisper into the Aron Kodesh. So in a way, I'm kind of like I step forward, but then when I step backwards, I'm stepping back from the yes. So yes, in a way, yes. It's in reverse.
What do you
step forward to step back?
I see you smiling. Do you know the guy? Did you know the
name
guy?
Name is Deitch. Deitch. His name is Yehuda Deitch. They're from Forest Hills, Queens, and Yehuda is a chef. So we're gonna be trying out some new treats.
Put them on
and
the
Arya,
video.
And Arya, you're gonna come over and we'll do a taste testing on a.
Yeah, we will.
Put them on the video. Okay. Switch the Mazel Tov. Put them on the screen.
So I'm giving a share. I give a share on Sunday nights.
Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov to the
future. Mazel Tov.
Thank you.
What a lucky guy. Lucky guy.
Very lucky guy.
Lucky guy marrying into the Plaster family.
All right.
Absolutely.
Mazel Tov, Shana Devorah.
Have a great night. Okay. Have a good night, everybody.